I think that we should, kind of like a transatlantic accent, how like nobody actually natively speaks the transatlantic accent, but the Kennedys, just like before they mint and stamp a fresh Kennedy and allow them into the political sphere, they're just like, you got to make sure you get the accent down. You got to be presentable. You got to put your hair like that, like we all do for some reason.
Even though it's the 2020s and prep is extremely not that cool anymore.
This no look is literally, it's a century out of date. We still do it.
One of the biggest guys associated with it, George Bush Sr. He's been dead for years and he was an old man then.
But I feel like if, like the bourgeoisie, like before we abolish them, just like as an intermediary measure, like let's say we had like a big New Deal moment. And this is something I'd be willing to be talked down to, is for children of the bourgeoisie, children of the ruling class, there is an enforced class-based Rumspringa where when you turn 18, you are required by law to disconnect all financial ties to your family and live as a poor person for 12 months before you can go back. And you can work in service, you can work in a warehouse, you can work wherever me and my fucking friends would get jobs. You know?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to like do a transition if you're going to like, because it's like at this point it feels like trying to do some kind of like massive upheaval of the economy, like you would need a cultural revolution that is like 10 times more potent than anything China ever did to like actually change people's minds about like how the world should work, you know, especially in America.
I don't know. China, I mean, America is pretty bad, but China was literally a feudal state before they had their civil war and subsequent revolution. So
that's true. Yeah.
It's kind of like, part of me feels like it really can be done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's very doable. It just feels like the propaganda and the concepts are more like pervasive now. Like you're working with less of like a blank slate where like feudal relationships, you can just be like, okay, we're going to get rid of those. You're going to have access to the land. It just feels like now there's so many like little like micro feudal relationships people expect, like just the concept of like being waited on by a server or getting like, you know, emotional labor from a Starbucks employee. It's like, it's not even really like material per se. It's not like a material expression of wealth. It's just like a master-servant relationship, but mediated through something more alienated just by like how much money you can afford to spend at the Outback Steakhouse or whatever. I don't know. It's a lot more subtle, I think.
That is true. America has taken the things that are still basically sacrosanct in a lot of European countries, like, you know, fealty and subservience and like duty and servitude and, you know, all of that, that fucking stuff. And we've basically been like, okay, but what if that wasn't based on like whether or not your daddy wore a big sash and posed for a portrait? What if instead that was based on like who can throw the most hundos out of their Bugatti? And like guy can throw the most hundos out of his Bugatti, that's the king of town. And you respect the king of town. You show fucking respect to James Fledgerton, the fucking king of town who made all this money. I don't know. I think in crypto, but he could be a web designer. I am not sure.
Like, yeah, I think it's that kind of like that kind of relationship that leads to the classic like guy in his car in sunglasses who's really angry at like AFC or Ilhan Omar kind of person. Like you have these people.
He was a contender for the king of town, but he did not achieve his dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. You have someone who is like close to, or maybe even does like have like they're owed respect just by dint of like their position as a small business owner or a boss or whatever. And they start to internalize that as just like part of their identity. And if they lived in like a feudal society where it's like, I'm a duke or an earl or whatever, then it's like, that would be true. Like wherever you went in that society, you would be an earl or a duke and you would have like that measure of respect and like subservience from people below you. But now it's like people can just make fun of you or disagree with you online, maybe like you're stupid and you don't really realize it, and so it leads to this weird anger where people are like, but I thought I was the king, like I thought all this like work, you know, if they did work their way to the position or just wealth that they have for no reason, like they sort of assume that it buys them a lot more things than it may actually in the kind of society we have now.
Yeah, well, I mean, people who feel their kind of positional slippage in that situation become very, like, weird and, like, difficult to deal with. Like, my first real job, I was a dishwasher and busboy for this restaurant called Coral Gables, downtown Saugatuck. And the guy who owned the restaurant, it had been in his family for a long time. It's, like, Florida-themed. They have photos of, like, boat races all over the walls because they used to do boat races out on the lake and stuff. And even though he had some kind of mobility disorder, I'm not sure if it was like a lifelong thing or just from being so fucking old, because he was really old. Shouts out to Mike. He's definitely dead now.
R.I.P.
But he walked around that place like a mafia don.
Yeah.
Like he really did treat it like his own little fiefdom. And like I would show up there at like 10:30 for my shift and he'd be there. And I would leave after working a double at like 2 a.m. and he would be there. He'd be like walking around adjusting candles on the bar tops and stuff and making sure that the fucking tiki masks on the tiki bar aren't about to fall off. And like the guy can barely walk. And I'm like, you know, it made me realize that for some people, it's just literally impossible to let go of the trappings of status that you may have had at one point in life, because he definitely was not still living out any kind of glory days. I mean, the restaurant was basically in shambles.
Yeah. But yeah, I think like if you're trying to like transition away from that kind of economy, like maybe a good way to do it is to like have all the, like you said, the children of the bourgeoisie work in those jobs, and as you like maybe spin down stuff like having a full service restaurant in every city, and like as you transition like how warehouses function, or you're like combining different warehouses to like serve the community better or whatever, you also could just have rich people working in them. And that'll probably jumpstart the process of being like, hey, we should change how these work a little bit. This actually sucks.